Thank you for calling Renew Counseling Services. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Otherwise, please listen carefully as some of our menu options have changed. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. If you are a new patient and would like to set up services, please press 2. If you are a pharmacy or a patient calling regarding a prior authorization for a prescription, please press 3. Please be informed that we do not do refill requests, and our main fax number is 414-383-759. For any general questions regarding your medication, please press 4. Any questions regarding billing, please press
4. Please hold a moment. Rover's Health on hold.
Renew Counseling, how can I help you?
Hi, is Wayne in?
I ask who's calling, please.
Yes, it's Gabe, Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry?
This is Gabe calling, Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Research shows that brushing your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day is the single most important method for reducing plaque and preventing cavities, gingivitis, and other plaque-related diseases. Daily flossing is also crucial in removing plaque and food particles that cannot be reached by a toothbrush. Rinsing your mouth each day with an antimicrobial mouth rinse is another important step. Learn more about oral health by visiting the American Dental Hygienists Association online at adha.org and select the Patient Resources category.
Is your medicine cabinet filled with expired drugs or medications you no longer use? Are you unsure how you should dispose of them? Most drugs can be thrown in the household trash, but you should take certain precautions before tossing them out, according to the Food and Drug Administration. Be sure to follow any specific disposal instructions on the drug labeled or patient information that accompanies the medication. Do not flush prescription drugs down the toilet unless this information specifically instructs you to do so. Please visit FDA.gov for more information. Search for how to dispose of unused medicines. The Center for Disease Control recommends a yearly flu vaccine for everyone 6 months of age and older as the first and most important step in protecting against this serious disease. You can also take the everyday preventive steps, like staying away from sick people and washing your hands to reduce the spread of germs. If you are sick with the flu, stay home from work or school to prevent spreading influenza to others. Talk to your doctor or nurse if you have any questions regarding the 2013 and 2014 flu vaccinations. Halloween is an exciting time of year for kids, and to help ensure they have a safe holiday, here are some tips from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Plan costumes that are bright and reflective. Make sure that shoes fit well and that costumes are short enough to prevent tripping, entanglement, or contact with flame. Consider adding reflective tape or striping to costumes and trick-or-treat bags for greater visibility. Because masks can limit or block eyesight, consider non-toxic makeup and decorative hats as safer alternatives. You can visit the American Academy of Pediatrics website to learn more. The address is www.aap.org. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the best way to fight breast cancer is to detect the disease in its early stages. Women should perform a self-breast exam each month, and any changes or abnormalities should be discussed with your doctor. It is also important that you talk with your doctor about your history. Please let us know if you have questions or need to schedule a clinical examination or mammogram. You're listening to Phone Rover's Health on Hold channel. Visit phonerover.com to learn more. Antibiotics are a class of drugs that treat bacterial infections by stopping growth of bacteria or killing the bacteria directly. It's important to remember that antibiotics are ineffective in treating infections caused by viruses, which include the majority of colds, sore throats, coughs, and flu-like illnesses. Do not ask for antibiotics when your doctor thinks you do not need them. Never assume.
Thanks for holding. He's not picking up in his office. Would you like his voicemail?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, hold on, please.
In later use, taking them.
Hey, you have reached the desk of Wayne. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message. I'll return your call as soon as possible. Have a great day.
Hey, Wayne, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff. I just wanted to follow up on our conversations about capital there. Hopefully I addressed your concerns there about the confidentiality agreements that you have with your customers. Anyways, give me a call back when you do get a chance, please. It's 858-779-0391. Again, that's 858-779-0391. Thanks.